From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. Idaho has seen 12 flu-related deaths this season, and health officials want people to know that we're seeing an uptick in respiratory illnesses, and COVID cases are on the rise as well. Dr. David Pate, the former CEO of St. Luke's Health System, is joining us today to get us updated on what we need to know about all of this. And remember, if you have a public health question, send us an email, idahomatters@boisestate.edu. Hi, Dr. Pate.
Hi, Gemma.
Okay, so let's start with the flu, Dr. Pate. So as I mentioned, 12 flu-related deaths so far this season here in Idaho. Is that a fairly normal season? Is it low? Is it high? Where are we?
It's hard to tell as of yet because we're still in the season and fairly early into the rise. We have quite high levels of influenza circulating right now. So we won't know for months probably how bad this season ranks. So far, you know, it's tragic that we've had 12 deaths. That doesn't seem to be out of whack necessarily. In a normal, quote unquote, normal year, we can certainly see up to about 33 deaths total in Idaho. The highest deaths that we saw since the 2009 influenza pandemic was in 2017-18 season, when we had 96 deaths in the state. And that was due to a different circulating strain, an H3N1 virus that was circulating at that time. This year, the predominantly circulating variant is the H1N1 virus that is kind of what the residual virus is after many changes from that 2009 pandemic. So we're seeing some of the most severe illness in younger kids with this virus because most of us have been exposed to it before. However, I certainly have seen a lot of older individuals very sick. Talked to a family the other day with two older individuals, both hospitalized, one nearly died. So it's something to take seriously, and it's not too late to get your flu shot if you haven't already.
Okay, I was just going to ask that question then. A lot of folks, you know, are hesitant about getting the flu shot, but I mean, you still have time.
You do. And so far, based on our analysis of the Southern Hemisphere's experience, remember, they get influenza during our summer, and then we get it during our winter. It looks like the vaccine effectiveness was actually quite high, so relative to other years. So it looks like it's effective. And it's certainly fine to go ahead and get it now. It's not unusual for us to see cases peak in January and February and decline, but we can still see cases of influenza as late as March, April, or even May, although that's it's pretty low by then. So you can still get a booster right now. Get a flu shot right now.
And Southwest District Health, when they announced this latest flu death about 5 days ago, they also said that we're seeing an uptick in a lot of respiratory illnesses as well outside of the flu. So, Dr. Pate, what do people need to know about this in regards to how that could impact? Let's say, you know, you get a respiratory infection and then you get the flu on top of it.
Yes, the data that we have is that if you get both, a so-called co-infection, your outcomes are worse than if you just got one of them. And so you're quite right. Sometimes there's viruses that cause something called interference, where if one infects you, you're less likely to get infected with the others. We haven't seen a lot of evidence for that. And clearly, we've seen cases where people get co-infected. And the recent surge that China had, they were quite commonly identifying co-infections. So you do need to be careful. We still have very high levels of COVID. Looks like perhaps it peaked in the United States at around the very last days of December. Looks like maybe we're seeing a peak here about a week later. So we might be on the downhill side. However, several things for people to keep in mind. The descent can be slow and it can take weeks or months. And so even though we might have reached the peak, might have, I'll know better in a couple weeks, but it looks like we might have, is the levels are still quite high. And what we're starting to see now, what you see after a peak in cases, is you start seeing the rise in the hospitalizations. And certainly hospitalizations in Idaho for COVID are going up. And so, again, not to the extent what we dealt with back in 2021 and 2022, but still they're going up a lot. So time to take both of those serious.
Yeah. Okay. What about strep throat, Dr. Pate? I'm hearing that there's a bit of a concern with maybe strep throat bumping up. But my understanding of strep throat is that, I mean, it's not a virus, right? It's a bacteria. Because I have one kiddo that is prone to getting strep throat. I mean, he even got it in the middle of the pandemic when the kid was wearing a mask every single day, and it just flared up.
You're quite right. So strep throat is caused by a bacteria called Streptococcus. And that bacteria is very sensitive to antibiotics. So once we detect that somebody has strep throat, and usually the way we do that is, first of all, the clinical clues. Kids will often have fevers with strep throat. They often have a very painful sore throat, and they often have very tender lymph nodes on one or both sides of their neck. And so when we do a little swab back there by their tonsils, we can check to see if it's strep. If it is, we can put them on antibiotics. And the good thing is, unlike COVID, once you're on the antibiotics for about 24 hours, you're generally not going to transmit it to anybody else. So it's quite different. What has brought strep into the news during this pandemic is, first of all, even in normal years, we typically see more strep during the late winter and maybe into early spring. It usually comes a little bit later than some of the first respiratory viruses. You can get it throughout the year, but it is more common in the United States to get it in these colder months. And so we do see a rise typically most years. What is different is that a number of countries, in fact, quite a few, had reported large increases in scarlet fever, which is a complication that's of strep throat that's also manifested by a rash. And so we saw more of that. And then the more alarming thing, in fact, the CDC put out an alert to providers last year to be on the lookout for invasive group A strep, which is the same kind of strep bacteria, but now instead of being in your throat, it gets into places we should never see strep inside your body and can make you quite severely ill or even kill you. And what we think it may be playing a role is that right after you've had COVID, we have sampled people's nasal passages, and the virus wipes out a type of cell that we have in our nasal passages that is on the lookout for bacteria like strep. Oh. So it may be that for a period of weeks or so after COVID, you might be especially prone to strep throat, and that might account for why we've seen some big blips at times.
So I only have about 3 minutes left, Dr. Pate, and I want to get very quickly to one issue you wanted to bring up and maybe a question. And the first thing is measles outbreaks. You're concerned about international travel with babies right now due to some measles outbreaks.
Yes. In the United States, we typically give two shots for measles, one at about the first birthday, around 12 to 15 months, and then a second one between ages 4 and 6. The vaccine is highly effective. With your first shot, you're about 93% protected. With the second shot, it's 96%+ protected. And so what the real danger is for those infants that haven't gotten to the age where they can be vaccinated. We had before eliminated measles from the United States, and so had, for example, the United Kingdom, but they are now having a big outbreak of measles cases due to people not getting their kids vaccinated in a certain region of the UK. And so they've had a big outbreak. They've had more than 50 children hospitalized with measles. And so, and we also see this in a number of other countries where the anti-vax and disinformation is kind of spreading globally through social media and other venues. So my point being is, even if you're not worried here in the United States where you are, and of course we have had some recent outbreaks and we've talked about those, if you travel with an infant less than a year old who hasn't gotten that first shot, and you go, you're on an airplane with somebody with measles, or you go to one of these countries that's having an outbreak, you have to be particularly careful because they are going to be at very high risk. This is one of the most contagious viruses we have, and young kids at that age can get severely ill.
Okay, very quickly, because I've got a minute left. Barbara wrote in saying she has a lot of friends who are reluctant to get the recent booster vaccine because they think you're going to die from cardiac arrest due to this vaccine. Dr. Pate, can you address that very quickly?
Yeah, that's disinformation. You do not need to be worried about that. All the latest studies are showing, in fact, that if you don't get this updated booster, you are losing a lot of your immune protection. I highly, highly recommend it. Second of all, with respect to heart problems, really the main problem was myocarditis. That was in the early days with the vaccines. And that was, we now think, pretty much because the vaccines were giving too close together. It was typically only seen in teenage boys up to maybe 30. It's not a problem. And we haven't seen it with either of the booster last year or this new booster. Please get the booster. You're putting yourself at risk. I think what they're getting confused with is we are seeing growing rates of heart attacks following COVID, not COVID vaccines.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to LifeKit from NPR.